relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This episode of the America First podcast with me, Sebastian Gorka, is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Shop freedom, quality, and innovation at franklinarmory.com. Franklin Armory, we are facilitators of freedom.
Here's why it's going to get worse, because he's going to continue to press his agenda. And as economic conditions get better, as more jobs get better, they're going to continue to fight. If you think they're going to give you your country back without a fight, you are sadly mistaken. Every day it is going to be a fight. And that is what I'm proudest about Donald Trump. All the opportunities he had to waver off this, all the people have come to him and said, oh, you got to moderate. Every day in the Oval Office, he tells Reince and I committed this to the American people. I promised this when I ran, and I'm going to deliver on this.
It's always a good idea to put your interview subject into a good mood before you start the interview. And it's an especially good idea when the clip puts the host of the show in a good mood, and that one does. That was the man we informally, behind closed doors, called the Honey Badger, Steve Bannon, former chief strategist to President Trump at CPAC 2017. And Mr. War Room is with us now. Steve Bannon, welcome first.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Always glad to be here.
All right, we could speak for hours. You're doing an incredible job on War Room. I've got a long list of stuff I want to ask you. My team is asking me to ask you. But first, need a latest update from you. They are coming after you hard and heavy. How are you doing, Steve? And how are you feeling about taking your fight to the next level for contempt of Congress? All Americans should be held in contempt of Congress because that's what they deserve. But give us the truth.
Well, no, look, it's a part of a process. Everybody's under pressure. They're coming after everybody. I mean, Washington Post announced the other day that they're, you know, Justice Department's looking at President Trump. Nobody, if you're going to stand up for your country now, when patriots need to stand up, they're going to come for you. They're going to come for you through lawfare. They're going to come for you through physical violence. I just got swatted a couple of weeks ago. Very dangerous situation. 100 officers out front with weapons drawn. And I get threats all the time, but everybody does. It's just, if you're going to do this, you got to commit to do it. And like I said, it is what it is. We're all about victory. As you know, when you set out to take Vienna, and that's all I'm focused on. Everything they're coming at me is noise. I've got great lawyers. We're obviously going to win on appeal, but it's just part of a process. I appreciate everybody's support, but I would tell people, don't spend a second talking about focusing on looking at Steve Bannon's contempt charge. What we need, we have much more important work ahead of us to make sure we win sweeping victories from school boards all the way up to the Senate and the House in just over 100 days. And so that's the work that's before us.
But if you look at this witch hunt, this literal show trial on Capitol Hill, at the end of the day, you agree with me, Steve, I'm sure, that they will be forwarding criminal referrals for indictment to the Garland DOJ against President Trump, correct?
I think they're going to try to come up with something. I think even they realize it may blow back on them. Look, it's obviously a witch hunt on President Trump. I think it hurts him politically. This thing hasn't gotten a lot of traction. It has among the MSNBC crowd, but independents are indifferent to it. It's really galvanized Republicans the opposite way. So I think it's a waste of time for them. They may try to do it. Remember, they have no bounds. One thing I think is important for your audience, Seb, is that there's going to be, and there needs to be, for the nation, a real investigation into January 6th and everything around it. And that will start in January after a sweeping victory in the House. You'll see, and I think Jim Jordan and Banks will co-chair it or chair it. And it'll be a real select committee. You'll have a minority ranking member, right? And you'll have minority counsel. It'll be structured like committees have been in the past, where you have to play by the rules. They get the ability to look at evidence, cross-examine witnesses, and really have an investigation. And that investigation will go back to the run-up to November 3rd, what was done by the Mark Elias groups and all these groups about how they stole the election. It'll get down to adjudicate the November election in 2020, and look at all that. It'll look at all the different states, particularly the battleground states, and look exactly what happened. In addition, look at all the intelligence reporting running up to January 6th. It'll get into the what the FBI knew, what FBI assets out there. Obviously, Ashley Babbitt, all the carnage that was there, who was involved in it, the 14,000 hours. There'll be a real investigation. It'll take many months, and I think it will shock the American people. And this show trial will just kind of, it's very ephemeral, and it'll just blow, you know, like dust in the wind. It'll be irrelevant and forgotten, and people will focus on the real investigation. But there's a real investigation ahead of us.
I had Matt Gaetz on the show recently with MTG, Steve, and he painted this lovely picture of, yes, we win the midterms. And then he said, every committee of Congress will be turned into an investigatory committee, and we will have oversight and subpoenas. And I thought about it for a second, Steve, and I thought, yeah, exciting. I like that. And then I realized I don't give a damn. I couldn't care less. I'm not interested in congressional subpoenas or contempt of Congress. I want people charged for crimes. If you look at the border, if you look at Mayorkas, if you look at fentanyl, I want people charged for complicity in aiding and abetting the cartels. I want people in the brig. As a former officer of the U.S. Navy, the fact that nobody has been fired, let alone resigned or put in the brig for Afghanistan, is it enough to say, oh, let Congress do its work because, oh, we'll have another IG report? Aren't we beyond congressional subpoenas and IG reports, Steve?
We are 100%, but I think you got to look at the process. I mean, if we took over the executive branch immediately, those things will come. That's in 2024. I think we have to look at – the way I look at it is that after we win these sweeping victories, Seb, the next 2 years, 23 and 24, are like a preamble to a presidency, a preamble to a restoration. That will be intense investigations and sending over criminal referrals to the Justice Department, many of which – they're not going to execute on. We know that, but that's where we put more pressure on. But then when we take over in 2024, this is one of those whole issues you see on Axios, where we're talking about the deconstruction of the administrative state. From that opening segment of yours, remember, I was there to talk about the three things: national security, economic nationalism, deconstruction of the administrative state, the three lines of work of the Trump administration. And that's what you're going to see in the next, in the second term, his third victory, but the second term. But we need a preamble to that. And I think what we need to do is congressional, not just oversight, but real investigations. Also, Seb, we got to lay the predicate for the impeachment of Biden. Biden's going to be impeached. Two things are going to happen. Number one, we are going to decertify those electors in Wisconsin and Arizona. We're going to do that in a formal legal process. That will also start or will exacerbate that in starting in January. But then the impeachment will start after we've done the investigations of Fauci, after you've done the investigations of the laptop from hell, after you've done the investigations of the invasion on the southern border, and also January 6th. So all that's to come, but that work, we can't just forego it for the simple reason we can't charge do real criminal charges out of the Justice Department. That day's coming, but we've got to work on it.
But here's my question to you, and I ask this of every MAGA politician who comes on my show, guys and gals who come on your show. I use that old Cold War phrase you're very familiar with, the correlation of forces. What is the balance of fat power? What is the correlation of forces between the MAGA America First political class and the Rhino GOP swamp? None of what you have described happens if the old school controls the levers of power. Matt Gaetz, everybody else, MTG, they're junior congressmen. Will we see a GOP with testicular fortitude after November?
This is going to depend. By the way, these primaries next Tuesday are going to give us a good indication of that. This is basically where Donald Trump's going to have to put his shoulder to the wheel. I happen to believe he's going to announce relatively shortly.
Yes.
But he's the one that's driving the driving energy of this. He's the one that's delivering the votes. And I will tell you, and I'm very blunt to the people around him, people are fed up. They want to see action, action, action. We don't have the ability now to put in a bunch of establishment uniparty Republicans and just play the game like it's always been played. There has to be a different philosophy. That's why I think the Axios stories over the last week, this two-part series by Jonathan Swan, talks about the deconstruction of the administrative state, the 4,000 political appointees. They'll be the shock troops, as you know, you remember, Seb, because you worked on and oversaw some of the beachhead teams, some of the landing teams, to get into the departments. We have to do that immediately. And so, no, this is going to require action. And a lot of that's going to come. President Trump has got to be very focused on this. I will tell you that over the last couple of days at the America First Policy Institute, I was not heartened by some of the policies I saw being put forward. I think this needs to be a real tight, highly focused and shoulder to the wheel. And it's got to come with action. And that's going to depend on who President Trump supports to be Speaker of the House. It's going to depend about who wins these Senate primaries over the next couple of weeks, because Mitch McConnell could have six or seven senators, and they're young senators who don't support him as leader.
Yeah.
So this is all going to come down, and I agree with you 1,000%.
He is the former chief strategist to President Trump. I worked for him as strategist to the president. You know him from War Room, from Breitbart. He's Steve Bannon. Listen to them every day. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you enjoy America First, make sure you are subscribed to this show. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. It's absolutely free. Write a 5-star review. It helps with those dastardly algorithms. Share the links and guarantee that you never, ever miss an episode. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, my buddy, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. The Percal bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now for you, just $39.98 with your listener promo. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-829-8468, promo code Gorka, or just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and plug in G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com, code Gorka. Our good buddy Dan Bongino had President Trump on his show recently, and I'm so glad he raised this issue. Let's play the cut. Dan Bongino, a couple of days ago, cut two.
Most important thing is personnel, because without the right personnel, and what people don't talk about and don't really understand, but maybe they do, I had great people, but I also had some bad ones. You know, you take recommendations. People that in some cases were rhinos, and rhinos that you didn't know were rhinos, or people that I wouldn't have agreed politically with certain things, but were taking recommendations from people that I knew in Washington and that maybe I respected, but maybe in the end didn't. And you'd put some of those people in and they didn't do the job.
I think that is the audio cut of the age. This has been my issue for the last 4 years, Steve. The bench, the bench, the bench. You know it better than anyone. I used this phrase. You and I were interviewed for Frontline for hours. They stole my phrase. They didn't use any of the interview. We were an insurrection. We were a band of merry men when we walked into the White House. And there were less than 20 of us in senior positions, like you, me, Navarro, who got it, who understood the will of the people and were there to execute the mission. The rest were the schlep, the rhinos that Reince and others brought in. I am still massively concerned that we haven't built a real bench. And then you have that scorching piece from Peter Navarro just 2 days ago in American Greatness saying, Mr. President, don't give a speech at the America First Policy Institute because they're not your guys. They're never Trumpers or rhinos and they're using your good name. What can you do? We've got 3 million listeners right now across the nation. Are you concerned? Are you comforted that work is happening? Is the Axios piece a good thing? Give us your take of, are we building the requisite bench, Steve Bannon?
We're building the team. Don't get me wrong. We are building the bench. That being said, there's still a lot of, and when President Trump says I had some good people and not so good people, he had a lot of people that just worked against, absolutely against his policies. Look at the January 6th. Look at the people around him that are not just testifying, but actually throwing out narrative, false narrative, that you need to look no farther than that. Look at the America First policy. I think the guys, I don't remember his name, but the comms director, a Pence guy, was on CNN on Sunday and said President Trump lost.
Yeah.
There's not, if they were just new, it was just good people and, you know, neutral people, not great people, we could live with that. You have really good people, and then you've got people that work against his agenda. And you have to understand, I think it's very important for people to understand this agenda is quite different than the Republican Party agenda. Just MAGA is very different. And remember, Jody Ernst is sitting up there talking about the America First Policy Institute breaking the Russian military and driving it back into Russia, right? Like Napoleon, we're going to just back it up all the way to Moscow. You see these non-America First policies. You see these MAGA policies. So no, it's a struggle. It's an issue, and I think
how do you see it? Take a snapshot right now as a guy who's worked on naval vessels, who's worked in the Pentagon. Are we traveling at the requisite speed to build the bench we need in 2 years' time?
I think yes, in 2 years' time. But you've got to cut out a lot of the underbrush.
Okay.
Yes, in 2 years' time, and that's why I think what's going to happen, and that's why we have this 2 year preamble. With taking over the House, you're going to have a lot of people on these staffs up on the Hill. We're going to basically make sure we staff that up with MAGA and with America First. Those people are going to get trained up on what to look for, as what Gates talks about, as every committee an oversight committee. When you're an oversight committee, you really understand how the budget works, how the process works, how OMB works, how these departments, how the administrative state actually works. They're going to be some of the trained up people ready to go into the executive branch, into the apparatus. Remember, as you said, Seb, we were the come from behind victory in 16. It was a small band of people, and we had to reach out to establishment types. And quite frankly, some of President Trump's picks of the progressive Democrats, his son-in-law, Gary Cohen, other progressive Democrats didn't exactly work out over time. So I think he's learned a lot. I think his learning curve's up. And I don't think we're going to be making those type of fundamental mistakes in the second term. Now, that being said, I'm a big believer that some of these institutions and organizations have built up have people that don't have Trump's back and are quite open about what they tweeted before, what they say in media. And to me, it's right now they got to go.
Yeah,
I'm not in the business of converting them. They know a Trump policies well enough. If you're not with the program, you got to be out of the program. And I think we got to be much tougher about that. But I will say this, given that President Trump understands media than anybody, you continually hammered it on the show. Navarro continually hammered it. Cortez, myself, others, is how you clean this mess up.
Yeah. Let's look at the other bench, the other side. I know you're a big fan of the fourth turning. You understand geopolitics, geostrategy. I tell you, it will get worse. Why? Because I look at who's inside the building now. Nobody inside the building knows how to fix things in the real world. They are so detached from reality that there is no way the economy, national security, international relations continues to deteriorate for the next 2.5 years. Whoever replaces Biden, whether it's the cackler or somebody else, we will be in a serious world of hurt, even worse than today. Do you concur, Steve?
A 1,000%. I actually think that an old naval term that you and I have used a lot, OBE, overcome by events. I think that the financial crisis and the economic crisis that we're about to go through, and this is only the top of the first inning, is going to be a real abyss. The bottom's going to fall out of this. We have $300 trillion of debt. We now have an economy, global economy, that's not just in a recession. I think in certain areas it's reaching to a depression. You're having, I think, 50 countries on the watch list to have their sovereign debt start to collapse. You're seeing this in Europe right now. That's why you're starting to see changes of government. Orban just said there's going to be 10. We've already had one in the UK. We've had France basically reject Macron 30 days after he was elected by the national elections. The government in Italy has fallen. Other governments will fall. We're in for a very tough part of the fourth turning is upon us. I think we're looking over a financial and economic abyss. And what's most disturbing is that the Wall Street and global corporations are absolutely totally confused about this, given that they've added so much to this crisis. And right now in the White House, the regime that's there is pretty pathetic. I mean, when Janet Yellen and Powell are your top two economic guys, You really don't have any consistent messaging. Well, the argument nomenclature,
you have nobody who can, you know, deal with the black swans. You have nobody who can deal with emergencies. We're talking to Steve Bannon, former chief strategist to President Trump. He is, of course, the man behind the war room. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you haven't done so already, register for our Stand With Israel tour 10 days later this year in the Holy Land to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Go to standwithisraeltour.com or just call 855-565-5519. It's me and Dinesh D'Souza, yes, the maker of 2,000 Mules. Join us for a trip of a lifetime. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going because they've dropped their COVID restrictions. Standwithisraeltour.com, 855-565-5519. So, Steve, I got to ask you to help me. I need to enlist your assistance because I talk to a lot of people in my kids' generation, young conservatives in their 20s, and I talk to people who are well-meaning Republicans who supported President Trump in 15 and 16, who today, they parrot the same phrase again and again and again. We got to have somebody who's not Trump. We got to have a Ron DeSantis who's, somebody said to me last night, Trump without all the nasty stuff. And I try to come up with an argument that you need somebody who's not a politician. God bless Ron and what he's done in Florida, but we need somebody who has nothing to lose, can only serve one more term, comes into the swamp with a flamethrower, you know, with some claymores, and cleans out the deep state. What is your argument to those who see themselves as Republicans, but who have fallen for the, oh no, the mean tweets garbage? What do you say to them, Steve? Not to the base, not to the Shire, not to the Hobbits, but the people on our side who say, time for somebody else. What is your convincing argument?
It's the same thing I said back in 14 to 15. Those kind of discussions are nonsense.
Yeah.
Don't have it with me. Here's the reason. There are so many massive forces in the world today that are converging that we're really going to go through a very tough time, and you need somebody that's experienced. Talk of who's it going to be? It's the same crap you heard back in 14 to 15. I didn't pay any attention to that time. It's a waste of time. Here's the thing, and I really respect Governor DeSantis a lot. I've known him a long time since I think I was at the very first talk he gave as a Tea Party was before one of my films back. I think it was in 2009.
Wow.
Or 2010. So I've known Ron since then. I think the world is. I really think a lot of Ron DeSantis, and I think he's done a terrific job as governor. And he's really done some great policies, taken on some great things. We're beyond that right now. And anybody talks about that, I just sit there and go, okay, fine, go talk. It's just irrelevant.
But what does that mean? Can you unpack that for us, Steve? Just that statement, we are beyond that. What does that mean?
No, because all these, every time donors come to me, they all want to talk about the horse race.
Yeah.
I said, forget the horse race. Forget the horse race. Right now, we have a populist uprising in this country that could shatter the Democratic Party on November 8th. Any talk about 2024, you're playing the legacy media's game.
Yes.
It's irrelevant right now. What is relevant is from school boards to county supervisors to election boards to running for town councilor in your hometown, state legislatures, particularly the House of Delegates, okay, to the down ballot races for secretaries of state, every election official. The House races and the Senate is everything. We have a unique opportunity that'll never be before us again. To like 1932, the Republican Party that essentially run the country since the Civil War, since they were the victorious political party, were shattered. And we really never got control, even with Reagan, right? It took us, 60, 70 years. We have an opportunity to shatter the Democratic Party as it exists today, to shatter it into one progressive kind of green element with AOC and the squad, and another kind of center-left neocon, neoliberal Wall
globalist.
Street.
We can have the environmentalists and the globalists, right?
And we can take, because two-thirds of the people agree with us. Just focus on that. Don't talk to me about 2024. Who's going to run? It's like cocktail party chit-chat. It's immature. It's not relevant. Here's what's relevant. If Trump steps up, like I think it was in the next couple of weeks, yes, people are going to run against him for the simple reason as the mainstream media is going to make him like heroes. They're going to give Cheney a platform, yes, and all these platforms because they want to. That's all going to be shattered. I was there in 15 when Fox took him on. Okay, you remember this, Seb. In fact, you went up and talked to President Trump, or then candidate Trump.
Well, thanks to you, I got to meet with him in the summer of 15.
August of 15, right after you went up there, right after the first debate, when Megyn Kelly and Fox, Roger Ailes, my good friend, and Rupert Murdoch tried to kneecap Donald Trump in the very first debate. Okay, we didn't at Breitbart. We didn't allow it to happen. We had the great Tony Lee and the hammer Matt Boyle. And you remember we did like 50 stories in 3 days. Yep. Breitbart stood in the breach. You went up. General Flynn went up. Other people went up, started talking to then candidate Trump. And you see where it got us. Any talk about 2024 or alternative candidates right now is just a waste of time. Here's what you got to focus on. Focus on taking Vienna right now. We have to shatter the Democratic Party. We have to take the House of Representatives. Remember, the framers, the founders of this nation put incredible power in the House of Representatives. It was like the House of Commons, right? It has the ability, only group that can initiate taxes. The appropriation bill comes out of there. Major investigations come out of there. It is a massively important, that's why Nancy Pelosi's in your life all the time. We have the power to take that with more seats than the Republicans ever had. If we do this right, with Hispanics in the Rio Grande Valley, South Texas, with African-American men, with Chinese-Americans and other Asians, with MAGA, we could govern for 100 years. That's what we have to think about. And don't get me wrong. Then we're going to have a discussion of 2024. But I also tell people, this crisis we have is a global crisis. This is exactly like the 1930s.
Right. But as a strategist, you understand prioritization. And I think what you're arguing for, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, is in military terms, you've got the enemy over the horizon 20 clicks away, but you've got the 5-meter target. And the 5-meter target is the midterms. We're going to crush them in the midterms, create crisis inside the party so it fractures. Then we can talk about 2024. We're talking to Steve Bannon. He is Mr. War Room. Thank you. Thank you. Namaste to you. He is Mr. War Room, former chief strategist to President Trump. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, you've got to find this. Try this 100% drug-free product that is relieving the pain of 500,000 Americans right now, me included. Yes, I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free more than 3.5 years later. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today. There's only one way. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. You know it makes sense. Don't wait any longer. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Call 800-500-8384 or just go to relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com. All right. We could spend hours on this next topic, but as I'm sure you do, Steve, although you're not on Twitter, you don't like social media because you are a sane man. A lot of my followers say, I'm not voting again. That's it. They stole it in 20. We're done for. How do you deal with the question of the Zuckerbucks, the Dropboxes, the mules? The GOP knew what the DNC were going to do in 2020. Rona McDaniel didn't do anything, either consciously or because she's incompetent. Where do we stand now?
Trump campaign didn't do anything.
Nobody who was responsible did anything. So where do we stand now?
Between Tina Peters in Colorado, what's happening in Wisconsin, you have people on the case. Is it perfect? It is far from perfect. Does it mean that you've got to walk away from your commitment to this republic and to this party? Did in the tough times in the American Revolution, the people put their guns down and just walk away? Did they do that in the Civil War? Did they do that in World War II? Well, the world is very imperfect. Okay, and we have major forces aligned against this. I want you to go, if you say they stole it, go look in the mirror and look at yourself and see if you can tell every patriot grave from time immemorial down to the present that, oh, it's so tough. They stole it. They're using machines. I can't do it anymore. No. Not only do you have to vote, you have to get off your ass and get to work. Yeah. You have to become a precinct committeeman. You have to become someone that works. And if you don't like the elections, become a poll worker, not just a poll watcher. Run to become an election official. Get off your ass. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your family. More importantly, to your country and to every generation that's gotten us here today. This is the thing that gets me the craziest. Yes, it's totally imperfect. And the official apparatus stood there. The Trump campaign stood there. Mark Elias and the Democrats absolutely walked through how they were going to steal it, and they stole it in plain sight. This is one of the reasons I will never give up until we've decertified those electors. It's not about Trump. It's not even about getting the presidency back right now. It's about setting things right in this constitutional republic for all those generations that fought for honest elections. If you don't like it, then do something about it. Remember, there's no whining in the War Room or Seb Gorka's show or in MAGA. MAGA's not for whiners. The country's in a crisis right now.
Right.
I absolutely understand how the Uniparty and the controlled opposition Republicans like exactly. They want you to be depressed. They want you to suck your thumb. They want you to curl up in the fetal position. Right. They just want you to go to the fridge and get another beer and then cut on some Netflix and watch some streaming service on Yellowstone. So you feel or the Vikings. So you feel like a tough guy. Right. That's not going to work. OK, it's not going to work.
I thought I was a little bit too hardcore. But as I've said many, many times on my show, if my wife, Katie, who you've met, Steve, who absolutely detests the swamp in politics, if she can surprise me, I told her, Katie, you have not been reading St. Paul's letters, clearly, about a husband and a wife. If she can declare to me that she's running for local office, if she can get trained as an election officer, then get off your duff, everyone listening. If my wife can do it, who detests the swamp, so can you. All right, Steve, let's talk about the thing that you educated me on in the White House. I came in. I'd been prepping to work for Mike Flynn in the NSC on counterterrorism issues. You reached down, you pulled me into the great idea, the long-range strategic initiatives group. And then once, you know, you get the clearances, you read the presidential daily brief, and you see, well, we'll crush ISIS as you know, thanks to you, the physical caliphate was crushed. We'll deal with Russia. We'll get little Kim back in his box. We'll kill the JCPOA. But the only real threat we have at a strategic level as a peer competitor is China. So I've said it before, I'll say it again. Thank you, Steve, to opening my eyes to that. I'm going to ask the naive question, but as a person who's heavily involved in politics elsewhere, in Europe and elsewhere, any other nation of the free world, if the head of state's son were found to be not only, you know, on camera with Russian hookers and crack cocaine, but boasting about being in business with the chief spy of China, that cabinet, that government would collapse. Are we living, as a Hungarian philosopher said about Hungary after the fall of the Berlin Wall, are we living in a land of no consequences, Steve Bannon?
You know, Senator Grassley just sent two letters. Sent a letter to the FBI saying, hey, whistleblowers, these are senior FBI officials, are coming forward now and talking about the suppression of the laptop from hell starting in December of 2019. There is going to be accountability when we take control. Up until then, this is a lawless administration. We know this. They're totally compromised by the CCP. This is why. And Seb, one of the great things you did at coming in as one of our senior strategists, and actually I had you focus on what was the existential threat, the Chinese Communist Party. You understand how they view us as a tributary state. This is the reason they have no respect for Sullivan or Blinken or Biden or any of them. One, they know that the Bidens are financially and honeypotted compromised. Right. The other thing is they don't believe that Joe Biden is legitimate. They've done the math on the elections. They know exactly what happened here. The Biden administration, when I say it's an illegitimate regime, I don't say that lightly. As much as I dislike the Obamas and the Bushes, I never said that about them, that they were illegitimate regime. The Bidens are an illegitimate regime. They're completely lawless. They run like a lawless mafia. The evidence of that is overwhelming, and the Hungarian philosopher is quite correct. I mean, this is the problem with the radical Democrats. There are no consequences about how they want to run things, and this is the great fight in front of us. This is why you can't sit there and whine because, hey, machines took a vote in Georgia. I understand that, and we're working on that, and it's not perfect, but you still need to get out and to vote. If you want to have consequences, if you want to have accountability, it's in your audience's hands. We're not going to have no fairy godmother is going to come down here with a wand and say it's going to be fine. And there's no one leader. You can't put this burden on Trump. There's no one person that's going to turn this around. This is a collective enterprise. That's what populism is. And that's what this MAGA uprising is about. Every person has to put their shoulder to the wheel.
Let's remind the world of how China treats the Biden administration. This is our most senior diplomat, Antony Blinken, in Anchorage, being bitch slapped by the Communist Party of China. Play cut.
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
Yeah, America doesn't have the moral certitude and rectitude to talk to a communist country with gulags from a position of strength. And what does he do? What does Tony Blinken do? The man who likes to post videos of himself playing a guitar on YouTube, he just sits there. That's what Steve taught me. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Listen to War Room. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you have a cell phone, one of these dastardly things, please tell me it's not linked to the big cell phone companies, because they're not on your side. When I heard that Verizon had given up my phone data to Nancy's J6 committee and my wife's and my children's, I said, that's it. You're done. I switched to the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is on your side. They have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life. They have special discounts for veterans and first responders. Use my name. You'll get free activation. They have the same nationwide coverage. They're on your side. Guys, they have plans to fit every budget. And when you make a call, when you text a friend, you're not funding those who hate America. Join the good guys today. Switch. Call 972-PATRIOT or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Go with the guys who love America like you do. That's 972-728-7468 or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. And thank you to all of you who have been so very, very kind. The kind comments about Dr. G Mark II. Yes, thanks to Dr. Ashley Lucas, I've lost 34 pounds in 2 months. Her PhD nutrition and weight loss team are amazing. First diet in 20 years that's worked for me. No dumb calorie counting, no starvation diets. Just a system that resets your body chemistry to burn the fat. Make your appointment today. You won't regret it. 864-644-1900. That's myphdweightloss.com or 864-644-1900. Just go to myphdweightloss.com. One of my endearing memories, Steve, from our time in the White House together was when I managed to smuggle Ed Luttwak, one of the greatest brains in the world today, into the West Wing. And I invited him for a coffee. And then I said, Steve, I've got Professor Luttwak in the building. And you went, what? The Professor Luttwak? I had to pull him into your office. And I found him there about 4 hours later, still talking to you about the Byzantine Empire and the Chinese Navy today. Give us, if you will, a little bit of homework. You know, you are a voracious, you're an omnivore of information. I've mentioned one book, The Fourth Turning. Give our friends out there a little bit of homework. What books, if you want to understand how the world works today, what do you have on your bedside table? I know I've seen the stack of books you have in the embassy. Give us three or four things that the MAGA base needs to acquaint themselves with in addition to Professor Luttwak.
Well, first off, Professor Luttwak was my professor at Georgetown in graduate school. You can't do better than The Grand Strategy of the Roman Empire. I strongly recommend that book to everybody. Also, get an abridged copy of, you want to see what's going on today, get an abridged copy of Gibbon's Decline and Fall. Yeah. Study the late Roman Republic. Read, if you want to understand what's going on, read Caesar's Gallic War.
Yes.
About the late Roman Republic. Remember, the founders of our nation didn't as much look to Greece as to Rome as their model. The founders were you know, Adams, Jefferson, Washington, all these, Hamilton. They were very focused on the Roman Republic. And I would say, go back and study the history of the Roman Republic, the Gracchi, right? The populist, the two brothers that started the populist revolt in Republican Rome. Read the whole history of Republican Rome and how the Republic of Rome fell and turned into an empire. That is essentially that's the situation we're in today.
Yeah.
We've got an empire that the founders never envisioned, in fact, warned us against. When you talk about the deep state or the administrative state, the World Economic Forum, you have people in this country, our opposition, that want us to be an imperial power. We were the anti-imperial power. That's why the revolution in 1776 was against the British Empire, right? We've always been anti-imperial. And now you're at a point that we're either going to fight for this republic, which was modeled on Republican Rome by our founders, or we're going to turn into this just voracious empire run by the administrative state. That is the inflection point in this fourth turning. When I say, hey, it's not decided how this thing ends. We're going to be one thing or the other on the other side. We're either going to be the republic, constitutional republic that was bequeathed to us for 12 or 13 generations, or we're going to be an imperial power, okay? Like a global imperial power.
Yeah.
And that's not what we want to be. So I recommend people talk to us. As I say, go back and read about Caesar and read about what happened in the late Roman Republic. See how the republic fell and became an empire. And then you'll see, I think, much of what's going on in modern America. Are the facts different? Yes. But the drivers of human greed, avarice, and oftentimes, the mercy and wisdom all come up there. So I'm a big believer now more than ever you ought to be reading history, and you cannot go wrong by anything that Professor Lutwak writes, particularly his Grand Strategy of the Roman Empire, is one of the most brilliant books on strategy ever written.
And nothing has really changed since Thucydides wrote the Peloponnesian Wars. Nations go to war for three reasons: for fear, for honor, and for national interest. It hasn't changed since then. Steve, let me ask you, you came in with a very specific mission to the White House. One of them was to create what is an absolute necessity for any president, a long-range think tank, the Strategic Initiatives Group, and then beside that, to de-operationalize this absurd, giant NSC we inherited from Obama of 420 people. What would you say right now is the one thing? President Trump needs to come back in, switch back all the levers that Biden destroyed, whether it's XL Keystone Pipeline, the wall and everything. So go back to what he was doing. But what is your one piece of advice to President Trump for the second term in office that he didn't do then or he needs to do now?
You have to from the very day that you've put your hand down off the Bible and ready to go to work, take on the administrative state, yeah, full board. It has to be across the board, and particularly the national security and intelligence apparatus has to be. I think we have to go beyond even the Church Committee. Right now, the FBI is out of control. DOJ is out of control. I happen to think the intelligence service is out of control. We just saw in the last 72 hours infiltration of the Federal Reserve, right? The Chinese Communist Party trying to build a botanical garden here that's going to have all type of information in it. The country is inundated by the Chinese Communist Party's money influence peddling. Okay, that has to be addressed by going after the administrative state. That's where they've seated themselves. And every day taking on the administrative state is going to be like Stalingrad. They're going to leak. They're going to fight you. If people think the first term seemed chaotic and tough, you ain't seen nothing. Because the deep state understands, the administrative state understands, we got them. In fact, there's now books coming out and articles coming out just about the Swan piece, as they understand that we have legally, and last thing I want to say before we bounce, Seb, of the Supreme Court decisions from the end of this court session, Roe v. Wade pales in comparisons of the importance of EPA versus West Virginia. That is Gorsuch as the intellectual leader going through the judicial and legal side of deconstructing this administrative massive bureaucracy that's impervious to elections. The other hammer of that is what Jonathan Swan reported, where we're actually going to have the 4,000 political appointees be looking to take these agencies apart brick by brick. And right now, the mainstream media is freaking out. They're going to freak out a lot more when they see what the action plan is. This is the great fight internally.
Schedule F is a genius construct. Last 30 seconds, your message across the nation to the hobbits in the Shire who are intimidated by the criminalization of conservatives like you and Peter Navarro.
It doesn't matter. When you set out to take, as Napoleon told, when you set out to take Vienna, take Vienna.
God bless. War Room, the man behind the War Room, former chief strategist to the president. God bless you, Steve Bannon. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I thought Thursdays were supposed to be kind of easing into the weekend. Mr. G, aren't Thursdays meant to be kind of quasi-slow news days?
Especially in the summer. Everybody
right?
Shuts it down.
I mean, you know, even getting guests in the swamp during the summer isn't easy. We always have the best of day guys for a whole hour. My old boss, my old colleague in the White House, Steve Bannon, is going to be with us one-on-one. We're going to talk about the midterms, about MAGA 2.0, about President Trump. When should he declare? Can we stop the swamp? Can we drain the swamp? You do not want to miss a second of our discussion with Steve Bannon. That'll be the third hour of the show today. Make sure you are dialed in and make sure... If you have to do something, I mean, really important, I mean, like brain surgery or, you know, save a little kitten up a tree or something, that you are subscribed to the show so you don't miss the one-on-one, okay? Please, promise me, guys, you don't want to miss our discussion with Stephen K. Bannon, what happened to him, his arrest, his charge of contempt of Congress. Go to Spotify, go to Rumble, plug in my name, never, ever miss one of our one-on-ones with the real newsmakers, with the truth tellers, okay? That's 5 p.m. Eastern today with the one and only Steve Bannon. But it is not a slow news day today. First things first, it's official. We are in a recession. We have had two quarters of negative growth. The GDP should have increased by 0.5%. That were the prognostications. The fact is it has grown by 0.9%, which isn't growth. It's actual shrinkage, which is the official definition. Let's listen to somebody who's a real journalist, one of the few inside the White House press pool. Peter Doocy asking the current, I don't think she's going to be there for long, the current White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, why they're playing with words. Cut three.
If things are going so great, though, then why is it the White House officials are trying to redefine recession?
No, we're not redefining recession.
If we all understand a recession to be two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth in a row, and then you have White House officials come up here to say, no, that's not what a recession is. It's something else. How is that not redefining recession?
Because that's not the definition. That is not the definition.
Right.
That's not the definition? It's not the definition. Can I read to you, even on this evil thing called the Google, it says here, recession, pronounced recession. Number one, a period of temporary economic decline during which trade and industrial activity are reduced, generally identified by a fall in GDP in two successive quarters. Seems quite simple to me, but for her, it's not. And I'm reminded, I'm going to dig it up later in the day. Let's open up the lines as well. 833-33-GORKA. I want you to tell me whether you're feeling a recession or whether word games like this make you feel so much better regarding the state of the American economy. The number for you to sound off is 833-334-6752. But there's an amazing line in the original classified long telegram from George Kennan in Moscow back to D.C. in 1946, when he was asked, and I use the long telegram and the resultant classified plan to beat the Soviet Union, the NSC 68, written by Paul Nitzer and a few others, as a case study in how America got it right, when we really, really understood a threat and wrote an amazing plan to defeat that threat. And there's an amazing passage in the original classified telegram that is now declassified. You can read it. I use it as a teaching tool when I was a professor, where Kennan says, you need to understand how communism works. You need to understand the ideology of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union and their attitude to truth. It's very similar. In fact, it's the same to what we are witnessing today. Truth, according to Kennan, when it comes to the Kremlin, to the Politburo, to the Communist Party, is that which serves the interests of the party. If today the sky being blue serves the interests of the Communist Party, then that is truth. If tomorrow we want to say the sky is gray and always is gray, and that serves the interests of the Communist Party, then it's gray. There is nothing objective. There is nothing that is permanent in the content of the word truth. Truth as a label is measured by its utility to the Communist Party. Recession, the word, means two consecutive quarters of negative growth, of shrinkage of an economy. But now it doesn't. Why? Because President Trump isn't in the White House. Because it's not a Republican administration. It is a Democrat administration. As a result, it doesn't mean what it means. Because that doesn't serve the interests of the party. They can't win a midterm if what they have told us and sold us is the great salvation of the nation by this senile old man who doesn't blink. Did you see the video? He doesn't blink. He's like an automaton. He's like an older version of Mark Zuckerberg staring at the camera with his eyelids pinned back. I asked a couple of doctor friends, what on earth did they inject him with? What is the chemical substance out there that locks your eyelids back and stops the normal human blink reflex? A human being blinks 30, 40 times a minute. If they're normal, if they're healthy, what's going on with Biden? So recession, no longer means what it means. Just like woman or man or secure border, none of those words mean what they used to mean, what they really mean. A secure border means what today? 2 million illegal immigrants crossing in a year and a half. It means more fentanyl than is required to kill every human being in the nation being smuggled across the border. I'm talking about just one instance. That was one instance where they captured enough fentanyl to kill every adult in the nation. And a man or a woman, think about that. A Supreme Court Associate Justice nominee who is a woman can't answer the question, what is a woman? With a very simple answer that is carved in stone, always will be true, always has been true, adult human female. It's not complicated. A woman is an adult human female. But no, if I'm playing some kind of identity war, if I need to undermine masculinity, then I can't have these words mean what they have meant since the Garden of Eden. No. Everything is plastic. This is the end result of deconstruction. Nothing means what it used to mean, which actually results in what? Nothing means anything. And there I was thinking I was going to talk about so many other things, like AOC. Is she really the dumbest person in Congress or on Capitol Hill, or is that Mazie Hirono? Or who's the guy? Is it Hank Johnson? Who's the guy who thought that Guam would tip over if the Marines walked over to one side of the island? Hank Johnson. Thank you, Eric. Could AOC be dumber? So much more to share with you and amazing guests. Miranda Devine, the woman who wrote the book on the Hunter laptop. Greg Jarrett, Matt Boyle, and of course, Stephen K. Bannon. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, make sure you are subscribed to America First. Go to Spotify right now. Plug in my name. Write us a 5-star review. Never, ever miss a minute. We'll be back after these messages.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.